my father didn't earn too much, and on top of that, he didn't have the right connections. He was editor of the local section of the social democratic Münchner Post at Altheimer Eck 19, and somehow had to make ends meet. Then came the Hitler putsch, and after that, the Hitler trial, which my father reported on for his newspaper. This was to prove his undoing after Hitler's takeover. March 9th, 1933, marked the start of dire times for us. On that day, a horde of SA men stormed the Münchner Post and demolished the place. They destroyed the rotary presses belonging to the printers Birk & Co., threw the typewriters in the second-floor editorial offices onto the street through closed windows in an orgy of fanatical vandalism, and lit everything flammable. My father didn't return home. We were extremely worried because we had no idea what had happened to him. We feared the worst. We knew that the staff of the Münchner Post had been threatened with Dachau concentration camp. We'd already given up hope of seeing him safe again. Who could we turn to find out what had become of him? And then, about 3 weeks later, he was released from protective custody by a lucky chance. When he was being interrogated at the Brown House, one of the SA henchmen noticed that father's face was gashed from when he had been in a dueling fraternity. Because the SA man had also been in a fraternity, he was surprisingly indulgent toward father and prevented his transfer to Dachau concentration camp, where his colleagues were. Father returned home happily, yet unhappy. His workplace had been destroyed. He was out of a job, and he was banned from the Association of Journalists.